Okay, so today, you notice we don't have on the screen. So today is the glorious appearance day. No bugs? Today is the glorious appearance day of Srila Narottama, a disappearance day, sorry, of Srila Narottama Das Thakur. So we're going to chant his song, Saparshana Gora Viraha Vilapa, before class. I don't think so. I think we're going to do mostly on Narottama Das Thakur. So here's the song, Saparshana Gora Viraha Vilapa. Just let me send a notice to everybody that I'm on class. Class. And this song of, oops. Hold on a second. There we go. The song of Saparshana Gora Viraha Vilapa was written, of course, as I mentioned before, by Narottama Das Thakur, but it was written right before he passed away. Now, it wasn't written about him passing away. It was written about the passing away of his two associates, Srinivas Acharya and Ramchandra Chakravarti. Whoops. So Srinivas Acharya was his, not exactly godbrother, but he was contemporary along with Shyamananda Pandit. And Ramchandra Chakravarti was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. And Ramchandra, we'll talk a little bit about Ramchandra Chakravarti when I talk about the biography. But Ramchandra Chakravarti had just passed away along with his guru, Srinivas Acharya. And Narottama Das Thakur was feeling so much separation from both of them that he decided to leave this world. So this shows the intense love that the Vaishnavas have for each other. One thing we learn from reading these various literatures about the second generation devotees from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the intense love they had for each other. And I'm going to mention a little bit about this, but it's just really amazing how they couldn't bear to be separated from each other. And then whenever they greeted each other, they were just like extremely happy, exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy. As we've been talking about, the nectar of devotion, about Vibhav and Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav, Vyabhachari Bhav, and Stai Bhav, that one of the impetuses for ecstasy are things related to Krishna. There's Alambana and Udipana. Alambana means directly Krishna. Udipana means things that remind you of Krishna, or things that are connected to Krishna. So devotees are naturally connected to Krishna, hopefully. And so they should arouse in us feelings of ecstasy. And if we are feeling any other feelings other than ecstasy, let's say if we're feeling envy, we got trouble. Of course, the question was also raised in my class in the evening that in the spiritual world, sometimes you feel or you perceive some symptoms that are apparently like envy, and sometimes are even called envy. So you have Radharani and Chandravali, or even in Dwarka, you have Satyabhama, who is exhibiting like envy. Like when Rukmini got a Parijata flower, what happened? Satyabhama got really upset, said, "You got to get me a whole tree, Krishna." So it appears like the envy of this world. And as I mentioned in my class in the evening, the envy of this world is based upon animosity or hate. You know, we're envious of someone. Whereas in the spiritual world, what is so-called envy is actually based upon like a competitive spirit, like chivalry. You understand? That's one of the indirect rasas. There's seven direct rasas and five direct rasas. Actually, I just like to think of four direct rasas because the Shanta rasa I'm not so excited about. But anyway, there's five direct rasas and seven indirect rasas, and one of them is chivalry. And with chivalrous activities, there's a competitive spirit, and it's challenging sometimes, and an apparent manifestation of envy, but it's not really envy. It's actually appreciation. Like Srila Prabhupada was talking about transcendental competition between his devotees, especially he was trying to get everybody riled up to distribute more books. And Prabhupada would sometimes say that whoever distributes more books, then I will stay in that temple. And we had these really intense competitions. I remember, and I've told this story many times before, competition between actually myself and the temple that I was in charge of, and also Mexico, with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and the Radha Damodar Party. Drishti Prabhu was probably on the Radha Damodar Party at that particular juncture. So we challenged, we means Mexico and Venezuela, challenged the Radha Damodar Party during the Christmas marathon. And practically every day we were on the phone with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and just telling him our scores, and he was telling us his scores, and he was getting, steam was basically coming out of his ears. I mean, sometimes he had the nickname, what, Hot Tamale. So steam was coming out of his ears, and he was just like, every time he heard our score, he pushed his devotees out more. You know, they weren't allowed to sleep or eat, or I don't know what he did to them. I wasn't there at that time. And every time we heard his score, we just like went all out. We were out at like 4 o'clock in the morning and distributing, putting books. In Venezuela, we were actually putting books in different stores downtown. So the devotees, after they distributed books, their case on a bus, they could actually go to a store and pick up another case and get on another bus. It was pretty ecstatic. And it became so Krishna conscious in some of the countries in South America that some of the bus companies started to take some of the pictures from our books and paint them on the buses. I remember driving in Venezuela one time behind a bus, and there was Haridas Thakur and the prostitute, which is which was really amazing. They didn't really understand the story, but anyway, they just thought it was a romantic story. So so Prabhupada pushed that, and at the end of the marathon, of course, we won, thank God. And Prabhupada remarked, Tamal does not like to get defeated, and he didn't like to get defeated. But we loved each other. It wasn't that I was hating Tamal or Tamal was hating us. It was like brotherly chivalry and competition. And it's like that in amongst Krishna's wives or Krishna's girlfriends. It's not like we see it like in the politics that are going on in America right now, that if someone is behind or they don't want a particular state to count their votes, they're putting a protest up in front of the, wherever the city hall, wherever they're counting the votes and trying to prevent people from counting votes that may swing the election in the opposite direction from which they want. I mean, that's envy. There's hate and there's so much animosity and, you know, threats of violence. So when we hear about these things in the spiritual world, it's not like that. It's all just love. You know, let's have this loving exchange, competition like this. Anyway, so getting back to the point. So Narottama Das Thakur wrote this poem, Saparshada Gauraviha Viraha Vilapa, feeling this great love and separation from these other Vaishnavas. And so we're going to chant this poem with that brief introduction. What's the best procedure? I guess like this.
Yehanilo prema danda korana prachur. Vishnu Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thwaku. Kahamora Swarupa Kahasana Chahan Kahadasa Raghunatha Patita Pavan Kahamora Pata Yuga Kaha Kavira Eka Kave Kota Vira Goranatara Pashane kuti bhomata Annane vashe bhomu Goranga gunera Nidhi Kota Gele Papo Say Sabha Sangira Sanghe Ye Koina Vila Say Sangana Paya Kande Nada Tamona Ye Anelo Prema Dana Corona Pratu Jaya Chaya Thakur, Jaya Chaya Thakur, Jaya Chaya Thakur, Jaya Chaya Thakur, Jaya Thakur, Jaya Chaya Thakur, Jaya Chaya Thakur, Jaya Chaya Thakur, Jai Om Vishnu Pad. Paramahansa Acharya also Tata Sanchi Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Gajai Namacharya Subahuiras Thakur Gajai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Shai Mukunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gajai Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturidam Kijai, Jagadatha Sami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shivani Lasadevi Kijai, Simvid Vakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So read the translation. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where am I Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So, Omagana Tibadanda Shah. Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Urmiditam. Yena Tasmai Shigaravena Mahap. So, first I'm going to talk about Narottama Das Thakur's disappearance pastime before I talk about his life. How about that? A little bit in reverse. So, Narottama Das Thakur was born in a Kayastha family. A Kayastha family in Bengal is considered to be more or less a Shudra family. So that's very remarkable because Narottama Das Thakur was the spiritual master of many Brahmins, and we'll tell some stories about that in a few minutes after we tell the disappearance pastime. So he was soundly criticized for giving initiation to Brahmins, and this is the whole ritualistic Brahminical thing. And actually I was listening to a class this morning where Prabhupada was talking of how the Brahmins in India are criticizing our devotees because our devotees are coming from the West and are apparently Malechas, are coming from Malecha backgrounds. And Prabhupada is allowing us to take sannyas and do Brahminical activities. And Prabhupada also did something quite remarkable. He had, in India, he had the ladies on the altar doing arti publicly during these big Pandal programs, like 30,000 people. Nowadays, of course, many devotees have become more conservative than Prabhupada. They revert. Oh, sorry, I don't want to criticize Vaishnavas, but maybe some of them have accepted the ritualistic Brahminical understanding as it suits them. When it suits them, they accept it. When it doesn't, when it doesn't suit them, they don't accept it. What do I mean? They accept that ritualistic brahmanas say that women can't become gurus, but they don't accept when ritualistic brahmanas say that they can't become brahmanas. They just pick and choose. You know, it's a smorgasbord type of philosophical approach to life, which we all do to a certain extent. Anyway, so Narottama Das Thakur wanted to leave the planet. And the reason he wanted to leave the planet was because Srinivas Acharya and Ramchandra Chakravarti, who had gone to Braj at that time. Now, Braj, for those of you who don't know, because we had this question yesterday, can mean many different things, but in this particular case, Braj Mandal, you know, the whole area, 80-something square miles of Braj Mandal. So anyway, so they had gone there, and then they had left this world. So Narottama Das Thakur had so much love for these devotees that he felt he could not live without them. And he decided to leave this world too. And he climbed up on this funeral pyre, a whole pile of wood that was meant for burning the butt. Can you imagine that? I mean, it's highly unusual. So he climbed up on that and went into sort of like a samadhi trance. And he was getting ready to leave this world. And then the ritualistic brahmanas said, aha, this proves that he's not actually qualified. What an inauspicious way of leaving the body. And they started to soundly criticize Narottama Das Thakur. Narottama Das Thakur's disciples, especially some of the Brahminical disciples, couldn't bear this, and they prayed to Narottama Das Thakur, you know, don't leave in this particular way. So Narottama Das Thakur basically opened his eyes and decided not to leave, but at the same time, by his or Krishna's mercy, he manifested a golden Brahmin thread, you know, pure gold Brahmin thread on his body, because previously he had not had a Brahmin thread. Now, nowadays we see Vaishnavas, especially those members of the Krishna Conscious Movement, wearing Brahmin threads. But the tradition is that when someone became a Vaishnava, they got rid of their Brahmin thread. Now, why would they do that? Unless they were actually engaged in other Brahminical activities, but usually, especially taking sannyas, you cut it off. Taking sannyas, what, you cut the sikh off, too. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he didn't wear a dhoti like this. He wore like a lungi, like a longer thing. And even Lord Nityananda got rid of his danda, broken in three pieces. And so so basically, but Narottama Das Thakur never had externally, he was never given a Brahmin thread, because the Brahmin threads were usually given like when someone's 5 or 6 years old in a ritualistic ceremony, and the boy would usually get the Brahma Gayatri at this particular point. And that's when the Brahmin threads were given. Later on, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur arranged for Brahmin threads to be given to all of his disciples who took the Brahminical initiation. And the reason for that was not because it was a tradition, but the reason for that was for preaching Krishna consciousness. Because if people in India saw, let's say if they saw me walking around without a Brahmin thread, they would think, you know, what kind of sannyasi is that? Or if they saw me walking around in a lungi, anyway, maybe they'd respect me. But, so for preaching, the point is for preaching, different styles of dress can be adopted. And Prabhupada actually verified that when he said even the devotees could wear wigs and what they thought were karmi clothes. Anyway, Western clothes for preaching Krishna consciousness. So Narottama Das Thakur never really had a Brahmin thread until that point, but the golden Brahmin thread that self-manifested on his body proved that he was actually the topmost Brahmin. So he got down from the funeral pyre, and a few days later, he left his body in a extremely unusual way, that he went to the Padma River. Was it the Padma or the Ganges? Oh, the Padma, actually. He went to the Padma River, and he asked the disciples to give him an abhishek with the water from the river. And they poured the water over his head, and his body dissolved into the river. And it formed like a milky substance. And that milky substance, some of it was saved, and it became what we call the dugdha. That means milk, samadhi. And some of it is, I guess, kept in a jar. And this is, of course, in Bangladesh, or East Bengal, as they say. So that was his disappearance pastime. Another point about his great love for the devotees and the devotees' love for each other, which I think is a really important topic, becoming more prominent when I'm reading the news and trying to figure out who won the election anyway. You know, I'm connecting it. I'm actually connecting. You see how much hate there is in society towards others of a different opinion. It's like Prabhupada told the story about the scissors and knife thing. You know, two people were arguing whether something was cut down from the tree with a scissors or a knife. And they were just like getting so angry with each other. And finally, the guy who was favoring the knife explanation took the scissors guy and threw him into the river. And while the scissors guy was going down for the third time, that means drowning, he held his, so we could have the last word in this argument, he held his hand up like that. you know, it's like that. It's Kali Yuga, you know. People are arguing. What for? What for? You know, even if we have a difference of opinion, we shouldn't hate people. I was listening to a class one time when my god brother was giving, and he said that a Majjhima Adhikari, and he had a misunderstanding. I sort of corrected him on this. He said a Majjhima Adhikari should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, try to be merciful towards the innocent, take friendship with the devotees, and hate those who are envious. It's actually a prominent person. I'm not going to mention his name. I said, Maharaj. Sorry, I gave away. But anyway, I said, Prabhu, Maharaj, whatever. We don't hate. You know, where's that verse in the Isopanishad? Yastu sarvani bhuta diatma ain't vanupashati. Sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tatodna vigigupshati. One who sees everything in connection with Krishna, everyone connected with Krishna, doesn't hate anybody. You avoid people, but you don't hate them. You know, if you're a Majjhima Adhikari. If you're an Uttama Adhikari, you don't avoid anyone. You can make anyone a devotee. That's Prabhupada's position. So anyway, so getting back to the story of these loving relationships. Narottama Das Thakur and Ramchandra Chakravarti were friends, even though Ramchandra Chakravarti was, let's say, a younger devotee initiated by Narottama Das Thakur's godbrother Srinivas Acharya. And they were inseparable. They were always together. And one day, Narottama Das Thakur, feeling guilty, said to Ramchandra Chakravarti that actually you should go and visit your wife. Because they were such friends. Not to say that husband and wife shouldn't be friends either. That's not the point I'm making. But yeah, anyway, they were so much attached to each other. It's described in the Narottama Vilas, Prema Vilas, and these other books, that they would cry when they were separated from each other. They would follow the other person, sometimes for miles and miles and miles when the other person was going back home. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, this is the one thing we get amongst many other important subject matters and teachings, lessons, that we get from reading these books is the great love the Vaishnavas had for each other, regardless of different opinions and different sampradayas and stuff like that. So anyway, they were together, and Narottama Das Thakur said to Ramchandra Chakravarti, don't you think you should visit your wife and family? And he said, please go. And Ramchandra Chakravarti, feeling very sad, he started to walk away from where Narottama Das Thakur was. I guess it was a temple, it's described it. It was a temple. And then a few minutes later, Narottama Das Thakur looks up and he sees Ramchandra Chakravarti sweeping the temple real close, and he hasn't gone to visit his wife. Sanyas story. They were married. So he hasn't gone to visit his wife. And then Ramchandra Chakravarti feels so guilty because he hasn't followed the advice of his... Basically, Narottama Das Thakur was his god uncle. So there's a certain etiquette there. You're supposed to follow the advice of your god uncle as well as your spiritual master. So anyway, actually treat them equally. So then, Ramchandra Chakravarti began to beat himself with a broom. Like, self-flagellation, so to speak. It's not really. He was feeling so guilty not following the directions of Narottama, but he couldn't separate himself from Narottama Das Thakur because he had so much love for Narottama Das Thakur. And so Narottama Das Thakur rushed out and he grabbed him and he said, stop hitting me, himself. Because he was feeling the pain. This is how close the Vaishnavas were. Amazing, isn't it? And Prabhupada remarked many times that our movement will spread because of love and trust and cooperation, all those nice words like that. And Prabhupada said, your love for me will be demonstrated, that means love for him, will be demonstrated by, love and trust and cooperation. So many times Prabhupada stressed that, and then, of course, in the Nectar of Instruction, we have what? Tadati Bhakti Grinati Gunyamakyati Prichati Bhunte Bhojyate Chaiva. Prabhupada said, our movement expands in the purport. I'm just paraphrasing. Or expands by these loving exchanges between the Vaishnavas. So, Anyway, if we listen to Prabhupada, we would understand these things. All right, getting back to the biography of Narottama Das Thakur, he appeared in 1466, at least that's one guess that some of his biographers give. And he appeared in, along the Padma River in Kateri. Okay. So his spiritual master was Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath Goswami was sent to Vrindavan before the six Goswamis were sent to Vrindavan because Lokanath Goswami had so much love for Lord Chaitanya. You know, this is the topic of today's class, the love the Vaishnavas have for each other, that he couldn't bear to see Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. That's interesting, because Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas means that he cut off his beautiful long hair. It's not like our beautiful long hair, which is simply some dead protein and polluted. So I'm not saying that all you ladies should cut off your beautiful long hair. That's not the point. But he cut off his hair, and then he just gave up all of his opulence. And so Lokanath Maharaj didn't want it. Lokanath Goswami didn't want to see Lord Chaitanya, so Lord Chaitanya sent him along with his associate, Bhugarbha, to Vrindavan to prepare the ground for the other Goswamis of Vrindavan. So that's Lokanath Goswami, a little history about him. So, as far as Narottama Das Thakur is concerned, there's several stories here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before Narottama Das Thakur appeared, or maybe when he was a little kid, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Kateri, where Narottama Das Thakur was born, and he went to bathe in the Padma River. And he was bathing in the Padma River and chanting the name Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And it's described that he was depositing his love of God in the Padma River. That's what the biographers describe. So later on, after Narottama Das Thakur took birth in Kateri, an astrologer predicted that he would be the best of men. Therefore, he was given the name Narottama, Uttama. At his grain ceremony, he refused rice until it was offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was the son of great king Krishna Nanda, and Narayani was his mother. And when he was 12 years old, he had a dream, and Lord Nityananda said to him, "Go to the Padma River, bathe." And he went to the Padma River, and he bathed, and he came back, and his skin was changed to a golden color, and he was completely ecstatic, and his family could not recognize him at that point. He became completely apathetic to material life, which caused his parents great anxiety. They guarded him day and night. He felt like he was in prison. At the same time, he had an associate named Krishnadas who related the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya's associates and gave him information about Srinivasacharya. And then he had a dream, and Narottama Das Thakur saw Lord Chaitanya in the dream, and Lord Chaitanya said to him, "You will be initiated by Lokanath Goswami." Finally, he escaped from home and went to Vrindavan. By the time he arrived in Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami had passed away, but he also dreamt of them. And Srinivasacharya, who was already in Vrindavan, learning from Shilajiva Goswami, had a dream that Narottama Das Thakur was coming the next day. When Narottama Das Thakur arrived in Vrindavan, he met the remaining Goswamis. First, Lokanath Goswami, who was supposed to be his spiritual master, refused to give him initiation because Lokanath Goswami, being very humble, refused to give anyone initiation. He had actually taken a vow not to give anyone initiation. And so he said to Narottama, "I'm not an initiating guru. I'm not going to initiate you. But Dharatamadas Thakur, taking Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions very seriously, began to serve Lokanath Goswami secretly. And how he served him was quite interesting. He served him by cleaning up his latrine when Lokanath Goswami was not looking. And Lokanath Goswami was wondering, who is cleaning my latrine? And this went on for a whole year. And one day he looked out and he saw Narottamadas Thakur cleaning the latrine, but still he did not relent and agreed to initiate Narottamadas Thakur. So, but then, shortly thereafter, he had a dream and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him and said, you should initiate Narottamadas Thakur. And Narottamadas Thakur got trained by Jiva Goswami along with Shyamananda and Srinivas, and he was given the task by Srila Jiva Goswami to take the books of the Goswamis to Bengal. And we all know that story. When he was on the way to Bengal, the books were stolen by King Virahamvir. And finally they were found, and Srinivasacharya initiated the king. But that's a different story. So then, Narottamadas Thakur visited Navadvip, and he had a spurti or a vision of what it was like before Lord Nityananda disappeared, and he visited Janava Mata and Vasudha. Those are the two wives of Lord Nityananda. And then he visited Jagannath Puri, and then he went to Ekachakra, the birthplace of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, in the guise of a Brahmin, because Lord Nityananda had already disappeared from the planet, in the guise of the Brahmin, guided Narottamadas Thakur around Ekachakra, and then he manifested himself as Balaram and Nityananda to Narottamadas Thakur. Pretty exciting story. So, and then Narottamadas Thakur arranged for the first major festival of Gaur Purnima, that is the appearance festival of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the way he arranged it was quite interesting. He had a dream before the festival that there were deities in a godown. Godown means like a warehouse. But this warehouse was filled with snakes and rice. Of course, the rice were there, and the snakes were actually eating the rice or living in the rice. And it was the property of a very, very rich man. So he went to the rich man, and he said, I want to find the deities that I dreamt were inside. And so the rich man said, you can't do that because there's a big venomous snake or many snakes inside. So he went inside, the snakes went away, and inside the godown or the warehouse, he found deities of Lord Chaitanya and Vishnu Priya, who was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's consort. And the snakes ran away. Well, I can't say they ran away. That's not appropriate. They slithered away. That'd be kind of funny, snakes running away. And they actually had six deities that were found. And then during this festival, during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, they were all installed. And the presiding personality of the festival, the one who cooked for everyone and also did deity worship, was Janava Mata. Happened to be a lady. Don't tell that to some of our conservative people in India. And during the kirtan, Narottamadas Thakur had such a potent kirtan when he was chanting. Of course, his style of kirtan was slightly different than the kirtans we have in ISKCON. It was the kirtan based upon the leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his associates. In other words, he would be chanting, and it would be a whole song describing the pastimes of the Lord, especially the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So during his kirtan, during this festival of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates appeared again. And they were all dancing during the kirtan. That means Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Dvaitachari, Gadadhar, Srivas, and all the associates of Lord Chaitanya were dancing during the kirtan. And right after the kirtan, guess what? They disappeared. And there was a festival of Holi during this time. Everybody was throwing dyes at each other. So, after all these things, the Brahmanas got really upset at Narottamadas Thakur. And of course, anyway, I'm not going to mention that. The Brahmanas got really upset with Narottamadas Thakur. They went to the king. The king's name was, he had a spiritual name, Narasingha. And Narasingha appointed his main pandit, Rupa Narayan, to defeat Ramachandra, to defeat Narottama Das Thakur, because he was so upset being egged on, sorry about that expression, being pushed on by the ritualistic brahmanas. He was so upset that Narottama Das Thakur was ruining the whole Brahminical system and Varnashram system by initiating people. So, on the way to visit Narottama Das Thakur, Rupa Narayan, who was a big scholar we mentioned before, was met in the village before, right before where Narottama Das Thakur was. He was met by Ramchandra Chakravarti and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, who were actually from Brahminical families. But they acted like shopkeepers, you know, shopkeepers selling pan or some other substance or vegetables. And when Rupa Narayan, who was such a big scholar, met these so-called shopkeepers, these shopkeepers began to speak to him in the most elevated Sanskrit and practically defeated him. And then Rupa Narayan, this big scholar who was sent by King Narasingha, said, "Who is your guru?" And they said, "Narottama Das Thakur, and he taught us everything." So Rupa Narayan had some second thoughts about challenging Narottama Das Thakur. And even before he got to Kateri, he had a dream. And in that dream, Durga appeared to him. And Durga said, "I'm going to kill you unless you surrender to Narottama Das Thakur." So that's good reason to take initiation if Durga threatens to kill you. So he surrendered to Narottama Das Thakur, and later on King Narasingha and Narasingha's wife was initiated by Narottama Das Thakur. And finally, let's see if we have time. I want to tell the story of Chand Roy, which is actually a very interesting story. Chand Roy was a dacoit, and he got very sick because of sinful activities. He was cured by Narottama Das Thakur. And Chand Roy, later on, when he was cured, he took shelter of Narottama Das Thakur, became humble, put in jail because the king thought, you know, we should put him in jail, he's too humble. And then when he was in jail, Chand Roy's father tried to get him out of jail by having a Durga worshiper get him out of jail with mystic powers. He refused. He said, "I'm only taking shelter of Narottama Das Thakur." And the king tried to kill Chand Roy. And Chand Roy became so powerful by worshiping Narottama Das Thakur, when the king tried to kill him by having an elephant trample him, Chand Roy was able to grab the trunk of the elephant and pull it off the elephant. And that was by the potency of Narottama Das Thakur. So I think that's all we have time for right now. That's yeah. 1520. Yeah, some biographies say 1466. Yeah, so it was 1520 was more likely. Maybe that was Shakabda. Anyway, it might have been the Shakabda year. Yeah, so.
Okay, all glories to his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada Narottama Das Thakur ki jai.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Monsignor, In these trends that are laid.